Star 98 with Steve and Laura. And you saw what seems like a decent movie last night.
So according to the box office over the weekend, Dr. Sleep was kind of a flop, right? It only brought in about 14.1 million, 14.3. I forget what the exact total was, but definitely way less than they thought it would, especially for being a sequel to a, I mean, probably one of, and I have no basis for this, but would you say in the top 10 of classic, iconic, scary movies, The Shining?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, right? And so I thought, well, that's kind of sad. I hope that it's not one of those things where you love a movie, you go see the sequel, and you're like, probably should have stopped while you were ahead. Mm. But this is so many years later that they brought out the sequel, and that's what some of the critics were saying. Well, that's why the numbers weren't as high as they probably should be, is because it's too many years in between the first one and a sequel that some people that go to the movies now don't even know what The Shining is, which I totally disagree. You have to know, even if you haven't seen it. There's so many iconic lines. There's so,
so many memes. And memes everywhere.
If you haven't seen it, or if you haven't seen it in a while, you still know the movie, right? So I go see it, knowing that it's 2.5 hours long, knowing that probably no movie should last that long. However, I will say I didn't take one bathroom break.
Wow.
And I had to go, but I didn't want to leave.
Wow. So, that's, I mean, that's a great review all in and of itself, right?
Yeah, I know, because you know me, I pee a lot.
Yeah.
But also, the 2.5 hours flew by because it was that good.
Wow.
And I don't want to say that it was better than the original, because of course it's different.
Yeah.
This takes place, and this isn't going to ruin anything for anybody who hasn't seen the movie yet, but I think if you were a fan of The Shining, you should definitely go see Dr. Sleep. And it's one that I would say go while it's in the theater, because it was a good experience.
Nice.
But even from the beginning, start of it, there were still little things that you, if you saw the first one, and even if it's been a few years, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. Like the very first opening credits and this music.
Oh yeah.
And then like the island, and then the flyover, and then you see him driving in the car. Like that, some of that was still in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that made it good. There were still scenes where Danny, now the little boy in the original movie, is an adult, and there were flashback scenes, like the two twins in the hallway and the blood coming out of the elevator. Like things that you'll remember and go, oh, yep, I know what that is.
How old is Danny now?
Danny is probably in his, I want to say
40s? 40s? Okay, wow.
Maybe?
So that's like 30 years after.
Yeah.
Approximately. Okay.
And still has The Shining.
Yeah.
What about, it's not talent. It's not really a talent. Maybe it's a curse to some people.
Right.
But the ability to have The Shining.
Right.
And then meets a little girl who also has that.
Oh.
But all that aside, there is a character in this movie that wasn't in the first movie, obviously. But there is a cat. And it is the most fluffy and gorgeous cat. And I was like, bring the cat back on screen. And just rest assured, they do not kill the cat off in the movie, because
that sucks. Yeah.
There is nothing worse than watching a movie, and when you're watching a horror movie and there's a pet, I'm like, don't you dare kill that dog.
Right, right.
Don't you dare kill that cat. Like, kill all the people if you want to, but leave the animals
alone.
They do not deserve to die in your scary movie.
Wow, that's awesome, though.
Yeah.
That's good that you enjoyed it that much.
It was really, really good. So all the bad reviews and all the critics, because I think I read somewhere where it got like 1.5 stars.
It wasn't good.
No, do not believe that, because it is.
Good deal.
I would say fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's, you know, scary movie. I'm hard on scary movies. Went to see Midsommar. Hated that crap.
Midsommar.
Oh, God.
Right.
And I'm trying to think of the last time I actually really, really loved a scary movie. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now you can chalk this one up to loving.
Yeah. I don't know if you would like it, though.
Well.
Even though you saw The Shining, this one is pretty scary, and there's some scenes that might give you nightmares, but you know me, I love that.
Well, I might shy away from that one, then.
There is one scene, and again, this isn't going to spoil anything for anybody, but do you remember the little boy named Jacob Tremblay? He was nominated for an Oscar, I think, or some award.
That is.
And he played in the movie Room, or The Room.
Okay.
With Brie Larson. He played the little boy in that movie. Obviously, he's a little boy. He played the little boy.
Right.
But he's so good. In fact, there's one scene in the movie, Dr. Sleep, where he gets murdered. And the scene is so, I mean, I want to say good, but it's so terrible and horrific and awful the way they do it.
Yeah.
That after shooting, the director said that everybody that was on the cast was so traumatized by it. He gets up, high fives his dad. He's covered in fake blood, and he goes to craft services because he wants a cookie.
He wanted to go to catering?
So he was not fazed by it at all, and some of the funny adult actors were like, oh my God, that was awful, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, that's all right, I'm just hungry. And so he just goes off and eats.
That's funny. I love that behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right?
I love that.
Me too.
Dude's going to be a great actor if he can turn it on and off like that.
Oh my God, so good. And if you remember in the original Shining movie, how good the little boy was that played Danny.
Right.
I mean, could Jacob Tremblay have played Danny if he was back in the day? I think he probably could have because he was amazing. And I'm wondering now, in its second weekend, if the box office numbers will be higher because people that have seen it, like me, and telling all their friends, listen, it's not a bad movie. I don't know why people hate it so much or aren't going to the movies. I think it's going to be bigger in the second weekend.
We shall find out. Start out of 8.
Steve and Laura.
I listen every morning.
Funny, upbeat.
Much better than coffee.
Star 98.